It's Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
What's going on here? Some kind of hippie flea market?
Time to get out of the studio for a few minutes and head for the flea market. Bargaining over one person's treasures and another's trash has become an American pastime, but the tradition dates back to 19th century France. Just a hop, skip, and a jump away, 1 hour's drive southwest of Milwaukee, you find one of the area's popular flea markets. Since 1982, 4 one-day events a year are held in Elkhorn. More than 500 vendors fill every inch of the grounds and squeeze into the exhibit barns of the Walworth County Fairgrounds, selling marbles, old radios, dish towels, and, well, just about anything else you can imagine. Lake Effect's Susan Bentz stepped into the Elkhorn Flea Market this summer, and she shares this audio postcard. She takes us first into the small animal barn.
I'm Joanne Otto. We do the market every time, and we love it.
How many years have you done it?
Only 24.
Can you really make a living off of it, or is it more of a hobby than
that? Well, for us, it's a hobby. It was just starting out with just a hobby, and we kept doing it after my husband retired, and we have more friends here at the market than we do at home.
And then some people are outside.
Right.
Are these the coveted places to be inside?
I think people love to be outside. They want to be, you know, outdoors, of course.
The people who are buying.
Right. And the people outside do a lot more selling than we do inside. But it's for us, it's better because we don't have to worry about the weather and we're protected. We just bring enough to fill the car and that's it.
So what time do you get here the morning of the market?
5 in the morning. Yeah.
And people are waiting to get in?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it opens up at 7 and we start selling.
Are you allowed to save things for people you expect to come?
Oh, I don't know if I should say.
I don't know.
We do. Yeah, we do. Because, you know, those are your customers and they're paying the price that you want on them. So,
what's your favorite item that's out here today? Can you describe it for us? Because I don't know if I can do it justice.
It's called Orange Spice. It's a complete set. And it's from like 1970s. You can tell the colors, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's sort of bulging with fruit
it's
life.
Like, it's like a Majolica. Would you like it?
No.
I really do with you. You can have it for
$10. Have to be for the right person. Would you take it for $5?
Yes.
Being German immigrants, they gave me 4 names, and I picked Hans out of the 4. Yes, yeah, so like I said, this is a hobby.
Well, I got a kind of a variety. You know, what I pick up or what I got sitting around at home in the barn. I just refinished this old workbench over here, and I've had hundreds of people probably looking at it. They all love it.
So how old is that, do you think? Is that like
I think it was probably built in the 50s, and you know, the thing is, I could go home and slap one together, but in order to get something to look that age, it takes time. We look the way we look because of our age, right? So a lot of people takes up, they'll strip it down so far you can't even tell. You're taking the fingerprints off, the personality out of it.
Now what's that little table that has, you know, the 2 slab legs?
That one right there? Children's ironing board. I refinished it and I got it marked as a plant stand. You know, you want to give people ideas, or sometimes they give you ideas.
You couldn't find them anywhere and then all of a sudden people wanted $50 for them and then you couldn't find them again and now the price, you know what I'm saying?
Have you sold at the flea market here before?
Oh, yes, for years, since it was about 16 dealers in the front row.
How long ago was that?
25-year anniversary last year, 26 years. I've been selling since about the age of 9.
What did you sell at first?
Marbles, postcards, toys.
How did you get into that?
My mother and aunt.
Where do you come from?
Racine.
What is your name?
Lyndon Schultz.
Are all these goodies your mom's?
She focuses on tablecloths, towelings, things like this. People are still buying.
You took a bag?
Yeah, if you have one.
Okay. These are from Texas. Are they just called Texas?
It is from Dallas.
But if they mix as a mixing bowl, they work wonderful.
Oh,
do they?
Yes.
So these aren't made anymore, I take it.
No. Through the war years when metal products decreased.
Rachel Ray uses this on her. She uses her garbage bowl. Yep. She has to use this for her garbage bowl.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's why they've gone up in price.
They just went up.
What does that cost now?
That pair
it's a
is
pair.
45.
Could I have your name?
Pat Terry.
And Jimmy Ann.
How long have you been flea marketers?
10 years, maybe.
Can you tell us what you're most excited about?
We're kind of into this Texas wear stuff.
Yeah,
this was
pretty impressive.
I saw this and I went, wow, that's kind of cool. It looks like it's an ice container or something, but the neat thing is, he showed me, is this comes apart. So you could put ice in there and then put like a big thing of salsa and then the flies can't get it. Or he said you could do hot.
So how old do you think that is?
I don't know.
We have no idea.
But it was a good price, $25. And this is the more traditional. It's called Texas wear. You see it says
yes,
Texas wear on
yeah.
it. We have an ottoman to pick up yet and a little kid's table that's foldable with foldable chairs. It's so cute.
We're here about 8:30. She had to work the night before.
We're both firefighters in Madison. I just got off a 24-hour shift.
We come in right when the gates open, usually.
My sister, I brought her once. My whole family is kind of flea marketers. And they have a white elephant gift at Christmas time. You're supposed to get like the tackiest, ugliest, whatever kind of present. And she found this trio of stuffed squirrels. That two of them were playing cards and one was holding like a beer mug or something. I mean, they were real squirrels. But she goes, oh, that's perfect. And she only wanted to buy one. And the lady's like, oh no, these are prized. No, we can't split them up. So then she had to buy them for three of them for $25 or something. Do we have you hooked yet? And the thing is, you can barter too.
I thought you meant firefighting.
No, shopping.
Where do you guys come from?
We're from Rockton, Illinois.
How did you get into this business?
The Fiesta. We buy collections from people. Homer Laughlin, who created Fiesta, is kind of our idol.
So we. And why is that?
They were in competition with the English. And so the pieces made from 1900 to 1910 have just the eagle on them. The pieces made from 1890 to 1900 is the eagle over the lion, which is America conquering the English China market.
You're a burly man. You look like you could cut down trees.
Yeah, I'm a commercial carpenter, but I collect dinnerware. And I love it.
And you eat off of it too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've bought and sold every piece of Fiesta ever made once or twice.
It keeps coming back to you?
Yes. We sold a cream soup bowl for $8,000. And the new is even collectible. Here's a plate for $400. That was made in 1991. But they only made 210 of them pieces.
I'm Linda Renahan from Springfield, Illinois.
Okay, no problem.
This is my hobby. This is what I love to do.
When did you start in?
Oh my goodness, 93.
Tell me, how did it start?
Well, to be very honest, it started in my childhood because my father was a garbage truck driver and everything we had as kids was from the garbage. So then I liked used and older stuff, and then all of a sudden I realized I really liked it, so I started garage selling more, and next thing you know, I was in the business.
Show me some of your hot stuff.
My hot stuff today? Let's see. The glasses went pretty well today.
And tell us about those glasses.
They're souvenir glasses. A lot of my booth, because it's the 50s, it's all about, I had one of those, I had one of those, I had one of those. They don't want to buy it because they had one, or it brings back good memories or bad. You've got to be into it to enjoy it, because some people still think of this as trash that they want to get out of their attics.
What sale were you most excited about today? Was there one biggie?
Yes, I sold fabric. I've had it for a while. I couldn't understand why don't people like it.
What kind of fabric?
Beautiful 1940s, shiny brocade. And
do you have more fabric here? Or that was it?
That was pretty much the end of the good stuff. What you see is pretty much out. But the thing that people want the most are my table coverings. They want them, they think that I'll take everything off the table and give it to them for like $20. And it's like, no. I think today I had four people ask for those and like three for this one.
Are they old pieces of fabric?
Yeah, they're from the 40s or 50s. Yep.
Well, is there anything else you want to share?
No. Just come to the flea market, have fun, and reminisce.
Our audio postcard from the Elkhorn Antique Flea Market was sent to us by Lake Effect's Susan Bentz. You'll find a snapshot of the Fiesta ware Susan found there, and also a couple of links in case you too feel the urge to bargain. The next flea market in Elkhorn is August 12th.